Governor Jim Doyle's education budget would boost state funding to public schools by $850 million over the next 2 years. That's actually more than State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster proposed when she unveiled her own spending plan months earlier. So when Burmaster urged lawmakers yesterday to support much of Doyle's budget, she was pressed by Finance Committee co-chair Scott Fitzgerald.
You want the legislature and the governor to make education a priority, but in your budget request, you didn't necessarily do that. Did I understand
that correctly? How could I not have made education a priority in my budget request?
You just said you did a bare bones budget.
Well, key lawmakers have concurred that more school funding is needed this year. Many are skeptical about whether Doyle's plan will work. They're also struggling over how to fund a program called SAGE that reduces class sizes in low-income districts. Burmaster and Doyle want to increase SAGE funding. GOP Senator Luther Olson says the state should first make sure the program is more flexible. Right now, participating schools have to keep classrooms small all the way through third grade. Olson wants to let schools use SAGE for only 2 years if that's all they can afford. Here's his exchange yesterday with Burmaster, who opposes the idea.
I'd rather have them do 2 years than nothing. And we're telling them, and I'm hearing you say today, nothing is better than
No, I'm saying fund it. I never said nothing. I said fund it. Step to the plate and fund the program.
Burmaster also called on lawmakers to support more four-year-old kindergarten funding, as well as a nickel per student increase in the school breakfast program. Both initiatives are included in the governor's spending plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.